Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a wonderful good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Today we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend across the Lone Star State. And we, every year, we visit with our different directors with Texas Parks and Wildlife.
Right.
The heads of the different departments. And really, some interesting things are taking place in the Inland Fisheries Division. Craig Bonds is our director, and we don't have enough room to talk about everything that's going on.
On
the heels of the success of the Share Lunker program last year, you know, the start of the Share Lunker program this year, the breeding that takes place, the spawning, if you would, and the fry that's taking place, really some exciting news, and I'm going to let Craig, you know, disclose to everyone. So check out, we're going to be checking out a lot of things.
Well, I'll try to be quiet so you have more room for him to talk then. I mean, go out to lunch or something.
Okay. Bye, Harold.
Yeah. All right.
No, plus we've got some news, and we're going to set some things up in the news program. I don't know what you brought in the way news-wise, but just how the radical left really is after our guns. I mean, it's been the case.
I have a little of that. Yeah.
You have a little of that? Okay. All right. Well, we'll see about that as well as the outdoor report. So y'all do stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
Love. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love provides care to those in need. It fuels the desire to discover medical breakthroughs. Love motivates our compassionate staff, our renowned medical physicians, and volunteers who are all dedicated to caring for children. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love comes to the rescue every day as we work to restore the joys of childhood. To offer your love and support to children in need, call 1-800-241-GIFT.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. All right, Harold, what do you got?
Oh, news-wise?
News-wise, yeah. I mean,
pull this out.
Let's see what you have.
Well, while Joe Biden is pushing for more gun control laws, a new Rasmussen survey shows the majority of Americans think enforcement of existing laws makes more sense, and the Second Amendment Foundation says this reflects the widening chasm between the administration and the public it serves. According to Rasmussen, 63% of American adults believe the U.S. needs stricter enforcement of existing laws, while 28% disagree, meaning a better than 2-to-1 margin against the Biden agenda. Joe Biden's push for gun control is a dud, says Second Amendment founder Alan Gottlieb, who's a tush hog. According to the report, 42% of Americans want stricter gun laws, while 49% say the laws aren't necessary. Same survey finds 54% of the people think enforcement of existing laws will do more to reduce gun-related violent crime, while 26% want new laws and 18% aren't sure. The survey also breaks down sentiments along party lines, revealing that 69% of Republicans, 53% of independents, and even 28% of Democrats say we don't need stricter gun laws. So clearly, says Gottlieb, the American majority and Joe Biden are on different tracks, and it's disappointing that 63% of the Democrats want stricter gun laws.
What else you got?
What else do I have?
Is that it?
Charity. I've got some charity.
No.
Okay.
Here.
You want to be controversial, you know? Okay, all right.
No. There's a progression to the thought process. And the instant background check that we regularly give tops 1 million. That's 30 consecutive months, even though it is down 42% from January 2021, all right? Where I thought you were going to go was Biden claimed that the Constitution is always evolving slightly. Okay?
Oh, he's also said that amendments shouldn't be interpreted strictly as they are written.
Yeah. So that is one perspective. And then you look, now that's at the top man, supposedly, person, individual. Then Senator Schumer calls for a $1.5 billion gun task force. He's a Democrat, of course, from New York, to help out the Democratic governor to solve New York's crime problem. Schumer recognizes that not even that amount will solve New York's problem, but he's pushing, you know, for federal funds to help with the work. Now bring it to the state level.
Okay.
Not Texas. Mm-hmm. There's 49 other states out there, okay? A Colorado lawmaker is proposing a new state law to enact an age-based gun ban. The proposal would raise the age to purchase a modern sporting rifle from 18 to 21. State Democrat Representative Tom Sullivan, whose son Alex was murdered in the 2012 Aurora movie theater tragedy, said he still is working out the specifics but plans to introduce it this session. Folks, when you look at things, you need to look deeper than what the media, you know, traditional mainstream media is offering. And and it's just, it's ridiculous. And I picked out Colorado just because so many Texans go there.
Correct.
It was once red. It's real blue.
Yeah, who'd have thunk? Yeah.
Yeah.
Really.
So, anyway.
Think Rocky Mountain High has something to do with it?
I don't know. You know what? I look back at some of the performers, some of the entertainers of that era.
Yeah.
And let's go back and look at JFK.
Mm-hmm.
He's not nearly as liberal, you know, I mean, as what so many thought, you know, was at the time, but not now. If you bring John F. Kennedy back, and people would really probably embrace him even more.
Yeah, good point.
So, all right, we got a big show headed your way. We got a lot of outdoor news. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we got our best bets, outdoor report, and yes, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road right after this.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck for 45 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 45 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you can depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 45 years. Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics, and folks, that is extremely important. Because this market of night vision, thermal imagery, even traditional optics are changing so dramatically.
Rapidly, too.
I mean, it is absolutely crazy. And like I said, every time I talk to Cliff Cheadle, I'm just amazed at the new information. What we revealed last week on last week's show was Steiner Optics.
Right. Great company.
I mean, great company. Been around. Good value for the money. Night vision and thermal imagery equipment. One of the best things you can do is, peruse their website at thirdcoastthermal.com, but give them a call and talk to them. I mean, let them, provide you some guidance.
And help you based on your budget.
Give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574. What's going on with our best bet?
I called him and suggested my budget, and he said, light a candle. I'm teasing. Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, fishing and hunting times this weekend. Both Saturday and Sunday are our two best days. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, a trio of good ones. Thursday's another best day. Friday's another good one. Next Saturday slips to fair. Next Sunday is another good day. This weekend and on Monday, look for game to be most active from early morning until early afternoon. On Tuesday and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game actively feeding from early afternoon until late afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from mid-afternoon until well into the evening hours after sunset. On Wednesday, February the 16th, we will have a full moon on the coast. This weekend, Saturday, has a single tide schedule of one high and one low. This Sunday has a double tide schedule of two high and two lows. Monday will be a three tide day with two lows and one high. Tuesday through Friday, a string of days with a double tide schedule. Next Saturday is another three tide day with two highs and just one low. Next Sunday, we'll have a double tide schedule.
All right, on the coast, fishing is about to really pick up again. Prior to the chill down that we had, fishing had been extremely good. Tides had dropped out, but some really good fish have been caught, particularly on the middle and lower coast. When those tides drop out, you see more birds working on Lake Calcasieu in southwest Louisiana, Sabine, and throughout the Galveston Bay complex all the way down to Matagorda. But look for the temperatures that are in the upper coast, in the lower to mid-50s, mid-coast area in the upper 50s to low 60s, and then on the lower coast that are either side of the 65-degree mark. Things are going to change, and just continue to fish slowly. Fish near deeper holes, deeper channels, and then get up on the flats after a few days once things have warmed up. What's going on in our lakes?
Well, let's head to East Texas. Lake of the Pines. Crappie are good just off the creek channel in 30 feet of water drifting by the dam using minnows or jigs. Tyler. Bass are good in 12 to 16 feet of water on live bait. Trick worms and chatterbaits. You'll find brim and crappie in 25 to 30 feet of water. Brim are good on red worms, and crappie are good on live minnows. Bass drop. Largemouth bass are good, catching good numbers near rocks and ledges on jigs, Carolina rigged finesse worms, and flukes in 12 to 20 feet of water. You can also throw a 10 to 15 foot crankbait to catch some bigger fish. Limestone. Largemouth bass are good in 2 to 10 feet of water on chatterbaits, lipless crankbaits, wacky worms, and jerkbaits. Crappie are good suspended in 12 to 25 feet of water on minnows around standing timber and brush piles. White bass are good on main lake points in 9 to 20 feet of water on silver jigging spoons. Tawakoni. Striper and white bass are still in the winter pattern, feeding deep schools of threadfin shad between 30 and 50 feet of water. The bite is light even with fish larger than 10 pounds. Using large plastics fished over the tops of shad schools, producing good numbers of fish right now. Blue cats are good with catches up to 75 pounds. Anchoring and drifting with cut shad on the main lake in 25 to 50 feet of water. Eater-sized cats have been slower but can be targeted by using small pieces of shad in shallower water. Channel cats have been fair on baited holes in 40 to 50 feet using prepared bait. Crappie have been good on minnows and jigs on the edges of main creek channels and bridge pilings in the same depth. Texoma, striped bass are excellent with 10 to 11 pound catches coming in 18 to 25 feet on structure using Alabama rigs. Dead sticking is bringing in the larger fish.
All right, heading to South Texas out Del Rio way, where Amistad Reservoir is seeing largemouth bass starting to pre-stage for the spawn on main lake points. Best areas are around the edges of hydrilla. White bass and hybrids are good below 30 feet of water following shad balls. Catfish are great on stink bait and cut bait. Choke Canyon, just a little less than 19 feet low, but still plenty of water. Good fishing for bass on chatterbaits and cinco's around grass and rock structure in 8 feet or less. Falcon Reservoir, catfish are good from the mouth of marker 7 to the north side of 15, to the north side in 15 feet of water using filleted cubed tilapia, cut carp, and gizzard shad. Allen Henry, fishing is similar as we head into this weekend to what we've had. Bass are good using football jigs and spoons off ledges in 30 to 40 feet of water. OH Ivy, just, you know, give them the crown. Bass fishing has been great using rigs and spoons and jerk baits and swim baits. Key, 15 to 30 feet of water. How about the hill country?
Okay, let's go to Big Lake Buchanan. Largemouth bass are good on rock piles and rock walls in 15 to 25 feet of water. Jigs are the best option, but Texas rig craws, power worms, shad and crawfish, colored chatterbaits, and traps will put fish in the boat also. Crappie are good over brush piles using crappie jigs or minnows. White bass are good in 35 to 40 feet of water on the main lake points. Canyon. Striped bass are good early in the grass lines using drop shots. Red rigs. Is that Ned rigs or red rigs?
Ned,
okay. Rattle traps in red or brown. There we go. As the sun warms up, the water fish rocky structure with Ned rigs and weightless cinco's and jerk baits shallow on bluffs and grass in 18 to 15 feet of water. Travis. Lake Travis fishing is good for largemouth bass. Drop shot with finesse worms in 20 to 35 feet of water is catching good numbers. Jigs with craw trailers in 35 to 50 feet of water on river and creek channel swings are catching some bigger fish. Crankbaits in the 10 to 15-foot range are picking up solid keepers as well. Shaky heads and Texas rig plastics along cliffs in 15 to 35 feet of water are picking up really nice bass as well. Bass are also good under docks chasing crappie. Catches coming from small 2-inch imitation crawfish, what they're using, reports of bass up to 9 pounds are being caught. Waco. White bass are in the South Bosque River. Bosque. Crappie are good on the main lake in 18 to 27 feet of water using 1/32 hand ties. Okay.
So you can say Bosque.
I know. They say it both ways. It's like humble and humble.
Okay.
Depending on where you are.
I had never heard Bosque. I've always heard Bosque.
The Bosque Dell. That's
on,
right.
On the hunting side, some good shoots have taken place, particularly on those foggy days in the East Zone. Light goose conservation order is underway through March 13th. This Sunday, February 14th through March 13th, the West Zone gets in on the shoot. Of course, we've got a lot of other seasons that are ongoing, like quail season through February 27th, and, of course, in our year-round seasons, of javelina in the South Zone and our other open county for squirrel that will run through August 31. All right, Harold. What, Harold?
Hurdle or?
What's it been, on or off road this week?
I'm just thinking it was spelled Bosquet. Anyhow, okay.
Jeez.
The 2021 Jeep Gladiator Texas Trail 4x4. Bob just gave us the thumbs up.
Electric or fuel?
No, fuel. It's their truck.
Huh?
It's the Jeep truck.
Hey, that doesn't make any difference anymore.
And I know you're going to be sad because Ford has just cut off pre-orders of the F-150 Lightning electric truck at $200,000. So it's too late for you to get in right now. Just want you to know that. And
I love Ford.
Back to the Jeep. I know you do. Back to the Jeep. Okay.
But.
The great Pentastar V6. It's a 3.6-liter V6. Great engine. 285 horsepower. Tow 4,000 pounds. 1,700-pound payload. It's got a 5-foot bed. But it's capable as heck. I mean, it's a Jeep. They're not going to make anything that doesn't have all the goods. So, got the rear backup camera. Command track four-wheel drive system. Heavy-duty front and rear axles. By the way, this one has an 8-speed transmission. Fuel tank skid plates, transfer case skid plates. Every place has got a skid plate. Electronic trailer sway control, electronic stability control. This thing loaded to the gills.
Where would all those skid plates be, Harold?
Where all those skid plates be? Be in the front, be under the oil pan, be over the transmission and the differential.
I'm always amazed at manufacturers that build four-wheel drive vehicles. Mm-hmm. And don't
have skid plates.
Have skid plates.
Right. Anyway,
but
and
we'll
they'll
sell
learn
to the aftermarket.
Yeah, we'll learn. Yes. Okay. Extra goodies. Automatic temperature control. Woo. Texas Trail tailgate and hood decals. Class 4 receiver hitch. Trailer hitch. Leather wrap steering wheel. Power windows with one touch. Speed sensitive power locks. LED lighting everywhere. Park Sense rear park assist system. I mean, this thing is just loaded to the gills. It's quite a vehicle. Base on it is 34. The one I had was every option, including them big 32-inch tours, 51. 17 miles per gallon in the city, 22 on the highway. The 8-speed transmission helps that out. Crawl control, I mean, it's loaded to the gills. But they're selling these as fast as they can build them. The 2021 Jeep Gladiator Texas Trail Edition 4x4.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're heading to Texas Inland Lakes with Inland Fishery Director Craig Bonds right after this.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven cylinder tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. These folks have been around for about 5 years now.
Okay.
It is no longer just a handful of ranches. These are ranches that are all across the Lone Star State, mm-hmm. New Mexico. Talked to Hunter Barrett this week, and they just shipped a truckload up to Pennsylvania.
My.
The vitamin package is impressive. The 2-to-1 savings over a protein, you know, regimen mm-hmm. is, you know, cost saving with the added benefits. It is absolutely an amazing story. You need to go to their website and see their video, fortifiedcottonseed.com. That will set the stage, and then give them a call and figure out how they can help you with your needs. Phone number is 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122.
And this again is where I throw in that the hogs and the raccoons don't mess with it.
Absolutely.
That's good.
That just goes to saving that money.
That's right.
Yeah. 2021 was a record year for Share Lunkers. Uh-huh. Freshwater Fisheries Center and our guest today, Craig Bonds, has got to have a great big smile on his face. And then we pick up in January with the crown, the new king of lakes.
Right.
O.H. Ivy. And then there is some adjustment to what's going on in the spawning process. And that is probably one of the most exciting things. And I'm going to let Craig explain it.
That would be good.
But welcome back, Craig, to Texas Outdoor News.
Thanks, Bill and Harold. It's great to be with you all on your show.
Thank you, sir.
All right. We had a big year last year, and then we broke the number of legacy class over 13-pound share lunkers in January. And why don't you set that up as to, I mean, you actually last year were not able to pick up some fish from Ivy because you were almost full with Ivy fish at the fishery center, right?
We did. Last year was one for the record books as far as the share lunker program goes, and we actually had to turn back a couple of those later season Ivy fish just because we were full in the lunker bunker at our Texas Freshwater Fisheries Center, and that's a great problem to have. And we had such a successful spawning season. Those fish were in great shape, and we were able to pair those up with male offspring of prior share lunkers, and we were able to produce thousands of share lunker offspring, and many of those went right back out into those donor reservoirs. But one really cool thing that we're executing right now is a plan to completely convert our Florida largemouth bass brood fish to all be direct offspring of these selectively bred share lunkers. And so the fingerlings that those brood fish will be producing will be second generation progeny from share lunkers. And so we'll be going from stocking tens of thousands of share lunker offspring every year to millions. We're talking 6 to 9 million direct offspring of share lunkers into lakes across the state each and every year. This is a big deal. We're Craig, very excited about it.
Craig, what are the contributing factors? We all keep thinking about that horrible February freeze. You know, the contributing factors for Ivy to come on like it did.
Well, Ivy is kind of the perfect storm, and West Texas lakes are known to go through boom and bust cycles, and Ivy is going through a boom right now. And so back in 2010 time frame. It takes about 10 to 11 years or so to grow a fish over 13 pounds in public waters in Texas. And so you kind of backtrack. Back to 2010, we had a big rise in water level at Ivy, floods a lot of terrestrial vegetation, washes in a lot of new nutrients. The prey base, you know, the abundance goes way up, and the survival of naturally spawned largemouth bass goes way up. And as well as we're stocking pure Florida largemouth bass on top of that, and they survive well. So you create this large year class that then persists through time. And then what happened with Ivy, it went through several successive stages of kind of a little bit of a water level drop, but then another boom. So about the time that those fish were about 5 or 6 years old, it received another major water level increase, and that new lake effects hit those fish at a perfect time to kind of shoot them up to a new trajectory of growth. And so right now we're reaping the benefits of kind of the nutrient cycle of the life cycle of this boom and bust you know, period of these West Texas reservoirs, and Ivy is just really spectacular right now. Last year, 12 Sharelunkers legacy class. This year, 5 so far in January. That outpaces the 4 from January last year. So it's a smoking hot pace, and there are a lot of big fish in Lake Ivy right now.
Let me ask you, Craig, rules change on what happens with the fry that are produced. It used to be it would go back just to that reservoir. With Ivy producing so many and your production levels, are other lakes going to benefit from this as well?
Well, traditionally, we would proportionally stock those fingerlings from Sharelunkers out to the donor lake. So Ivy got a larger share last year. But what's really cool, and I think what you're getting at, is that now that all of our Florida largemouth bass production are direct offspring of Sharelunkers, then every lake that we stock in Texas will be getting direct offspring from Sharelunkers. So we're taking our stocking program to a whole new level.
Gotcha. All right. There's more to this story. This is like phase one. You know, this is the brood stock, you know, that's growing the big fish. But there's something else where you anglers can participate and be involved year-round, and we'll tell you about that right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we handle every aspect of your financing needs.
My name's Pete Scamardo. I've been with Farm Credit for about 35 years, and when you do business with Farm Credit, you do business with people that understand agriculture.
Pete has used Capital Farm Credit to finance just about everything.
Cattle, feed, grain, and the land that we buy. It's been really great getting to know these people and being able to call them friends and not just business associates.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
We continue our conversation with Texas Parks and Wildlife Inland Fisheries Director Craig Mond. Craig, setting this question up, we've had Sharelunkers. There is also the opportunity for any angler catching a bass 8 pounds or larger to be able to enter it into drawings. Are there scale samples that are taken? What all is required that for this Lunker program over 8 pounds?
That we introduced in 2018, and we get roughly about 300 to 400 participants each year. So anglers that catch a bass, largemouth bass in Texas, over 8 pounds, and there are different categories. So there's 8 to 10 pounds, 10 to 13 pounds, and 13 pounds plus. They can take a picture of that fish hanging from a digital scale with the weight shown, or if they don't have a scale and the fish is over 24 inches, it can qualify as well. Send that picture through our mobile Sharelunker app, And we're able to collect those data, which helps us manage for bigger and better bass fishing in Texas. But it also enters that angler into a $5,000 shopping spree drawing at the end of the year. And in addition to that, they're able to voluntarily, if they choose to do that, and we encourage them to submit some, just pull one or two scales off the side of the fish, drop it in a coin envelope that's pre-addressed to us and send it to us, and we can look at the genetics of that fish. And those data are really important for us, because when we go out and sample wild populations, those big fish are fairly rare, and they do show up in our sampling, but not as often as you would think they would. And so anglers all across the state put out many hours of effort, and they're able to have contact with these fish, and they can participate in the management of these fisheries by providing us that information, and there's some benefit for them too. It's a cooperation.
That's what I was wanting to hear, is the genetic, the ability for you all to determine, you know, if these fish that are smaller have not reached legacy class. But, you know, if these are from a certain batch, you know, or certain brood group, and that's something that you all can monitor, right?
That's right. We have the ability to detect whether the interrelatedness of some of the fish that come in, if they're a direct descendant of our hatchery brood fish, or if they're a direct descendant of a Sharelunker pairing, we can determine that. And also, if they're just wild progeny, that we can determine the level of Florida bass influence. And so that helps us understand what sizes of fish are comprised by different proportions of genetic influence, and that just helps us be able to justify further stocking and investing in the lakes that show the potential to produce fish. So it just helps us with allocating our stocking resources, and it's just good fisheries management information for us to make decisions to manage those fisheries.
Craig, earlier you mentioned age. We think like with deer, you know, let them grow a bit. But when you start getting to these, I say, lunker sizes, then those fish are going to be, I say, approximately how old?
Average is between 10 and 11 years. And of course, there's some variability around that, anywhere from probably 8 years on the low end to 13, 14 years on the older end. But 10.7, to be exact, is the average age for a 13-plus pound female largemouth bass.
That begs the question, how do you age a fish?
Well, the most accurate way to age them, unfortunately, requires the fish to expire. So there's bones inside their inner ear canal called otoliths, and we're able to extract those bones, section them, and polish the edge, and with a fiber optic light under a microscope, we can count the age rings, because fish are cold-blooded. They grow in proportion to their metabolism, which during the summer is fast and the winter is slow. So they, just like a tree, they lay down annual rings on those ear bones. We can age fish by scales, but they're not as precise and accurate as the otoliths.
There is a lot more to our Inland Fisheries Division than just black bass.
Okay.
You got your hands full on a number of areas. Very quickly, we've been talking about clean, drain, and dry for zebra mussel, but now we just saw a release last week that there is another mussel that's out there.
That's right, and it is unfortunate. Not terribly surprising, but the National Park Service is cooperating with us on early detection sampling out there, really looking for zebra mussel, either adults, juveniles, or their larvae. And in the process of doing their plankton tows, they were able to collect in multiple occasions in multiple sites on Lake Amistad this past summer larvae of quagga mussels. And so a quagga mussel is a close relative to zebra mussels. They look very, very similar. They don't have the pronounced striping that zebra mussels do. And unfortunately, they can colonize even deeper water and softer substrates than zebra mussels can. So they're believe it or not, even more invasive than zebra mussels are. And they've, just like zebra mussels, they were introduced into the Great Lakes through ballast water from ocean-going ships, and they've spread across the country. The closest area is over in the southwestern U.S. in the Colorado River, not our Texas Colorado River, but the one in the, you know, that feeds Lake Powell, Meade, Havasu. All those reservoirs on that chain are infested with quagga mussels, and the most likely vector for those mussels to show up in Texas is by being transported on a boat.
Gotcha. All right. Texas has its own state fish, Guadalupe bass. What is this program? You're looking at the lower Colorado River, and there's an opportunity for anglers, if they catch a tag. There's been some tagged Guadalupe bass released. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so if anglers catch a tagged Guadalupe bass in the lower Colorado River, they can clip that tag, take a picture of it, and submit it to us and be put in for a prize drawing to shop at Bass Pro Shops. And the general idea of that is to generate some additional interest and awareness about the quality of the Guadalupe bass fishery in the lower Colorado River. We know that when people care about something, they're willing to take care of it. And we're working with a number of different fishing guides and local partners to do annual river cleanups and other ways to take care and manage the fishery, but also steward the resource. And it's just an attempt to raise some additional public awareness of the importance of stewarding that fishery.
We've got other fish that have drawn quite a bit of attention from your department. And one of them, alligator gar. We've got the trophy, I guess, class gar over in East Texas, Sabine and other rivers. And then we've got the way that they're being managed on the Rio Grande River. Any enlightenment there as to how that's progressing?
Sure. So any harvest of alligator gar is by rule to be reported through our website or our Texas Parks and Wildlife Department My Hunt Harvest app, and we're analyzing those data, and we're getting anywhere from about 300 to 500 or so reported harvests a year, which helps us kind of look for potential areas of concern or just awareness of some fisheries that exist that we didn't even know about. And specific to the Trinity River, there's some special harvest restrictions there where we have an annual drawing for folks to have the opportunity to harvest an alligator gar over 4 feet long in that section, that reach of river. And so we have 150 of those opportunities each year, and that has been going well. And we understand that the Trinity River is the crown jewel of trophy size alligator gar fishery really anywhere in the world, but we also know that there are alligator gar fisheries in the Sabine up above Toledo Bend, in the Brazos River from Waco down kind of through the, say, College Station area. We also know that from a reservoir standpoint, there's a trophy fishery at Choke Canyon south of San Antonio, and then also down at Lake Falcon, where it's not so much a trophy fishery there, but it's more of a consumptive food fishery. People like to catch them for the recreational value, but they also like to eat them too. And so, you know, it's a pretty prolific alligator gar fishery down in Falcon that can sustain a little bit more annual harvest, and we allow people to do that.
So there's certain restrictions based on the body of water then? I mean, if you've got a license, you can't just go anywhere.
That's correct. You know, we're trying to tailor our harvest management according to what the fishery can provide, the level of effort and potential exploitation or harvest that would occur there. So we're just trying to provide first of all, steward the resource so that it's around and provides fishing opportunities for our grandkids and their grandkids off into generations to come.
Pay it forward, you bet.
All right, we've got about 2 minutes before we're out of time again, and I want to throw it to you as to anything that's on your hot plate that you're looking at, or, as we say, rally the troops.
Yeah, rally the troops. Here's some more good news. We're launching a brand new program called our Habitat and Angler Access Program, and it's primarily funded through the purchase of freshwater fishing license. And that $5 endorsement, the freshwater fishing stamp endorsement that's on top of the license, all of that $5 is dedicated to inland fisheries. And we've used that for years for capital construction and infrastructure improvement for our fish hatcheries, and we purchase fish for stocking. But now we're able to utilize those funds to enhance shoreline-based fish habitat in general, but also shoreline-based angler access. So think about fishing piers, kayak launches. We're able to, work with partners to install fish attractors in reservoirs, shoreline stabilization, native aquatic plant restoration for habitat, lots of different projects. And so we put out a request for proposals. We're working with 20 different partners for grants up to $50,000 each to improve fish habitat and improve shoreline-based angler access around the state of Texas. We're really pleased to launch this program, and it's going to directly serve the desires and needs of our anglers.
We got about 1 minute. Anything else that's on your hot plate?
Oh, just our regulation proposal package that's out there for folks, that's out for public comment. And so folks can go onto our website and look at what we're proposing for regulation changes. Nothing of high consequence, I would say. A lot of just kind of housekeeping cleanup items. One item of interest is Bodark Lake is going to be a new lake up in Fannin County, North Texas, that's going to be opening tentatively September 1st, depending on water levels and some other factors. But we're going to be opening that up with a 16-inch maximum size limit to protect some of those Sharelunker fish that we've been stocking in there as it's been filling. But that's one to keep on people's radar screen. Not often that we open a brand new reservoir to fishing.
That's going to be exciting. Listen, congratulations on the success you've had and continued success in the endeavors. Things seem to be headed in the right way. Craig Bunge, we appreciate you joining us today on Texas Outdoor News.
You bet. My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Craig. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. What's coming up, Harold?
Well, here we go. February 17th, Brazos Longbeard Chapter National Wild Turkey Federation fundraiser in Richmond. For information on these events, go to nwtf.net, okay? February 19th, Red
Not
River.
.org.
.org. It says net here. Typo. Okay. Thank
no,
you.
No, actually, that's his email
here.
Address.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, the org. February 19th, Red River Valley Ducks Unlimited Fundraiser. I just, when I see it, I read it. Gainesville, okay. Ducks.org, did I get that right?
Looks like it.
Oh, okay. February 24th, Pioneer Chapter Northeast Texas National Wild Turkey Federation Fundraiser in Clarksville. NWTF.org. There we go. February 24th, Lake Country Ducks Unlimited Fundraiser in Eastland. Ducks.org. February 25, Smith County National Wild Turkey Federation Conservation Gala in Bullard. Works for me. NWTF.org again. February 26, Texas Hill Country Chapter Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation in Georgetown. What?
You're going to... It's not what it's written.
NWTF.org.
It's not so, RMEF.org.
Oh, it's not. What is it?
We're going to fire somebody.
Oh, okay. not me. Anyway, hey,
no, you don't do that.
Go to one of these great events in your new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 45 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Hey, Hybrid Light. They're the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lamps, lanterns, and a whole bunch more. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, including the sun. But miraculously, they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, they can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer, 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. So go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, that's 20% off, free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
Want to thank our guest today, Craig Bond.
Great information.
Tell you what, it is so exciting to see what's taking place in inland fisheries and the opportunities and prospects that are going to develop. I mean, he mentioned a new lake.
Yeah.
Stocked with sharelunkers. That's going to be crazy.
That's lots of good news. That's the point.
Absolutely.
And they do a great job at Texas Parks and Wildlife, my friends. So support them in any way you can, like buy licenses and things, okay? Do check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com, a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. You can also catch us on Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook, Twitter, all those kind of things. On Facebook, like us. That helps build the audience and helps spread the good word, okay? Do remember that we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. So whether you're on the water or in the woods, be safe out there. So you can join us again next week, same time, same station for more Texas Outdoor News.